Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be cloudy with a high near 61 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 49. And on Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 69 degrees. And in the news for today, Democratic state officials in Wisconsin say they'll renew their push for new gun laws in the wake of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that killed 19 elementary students and two teachers. That according to a WPR report published online this morning. On Wednesday, State Senator Melissa Agard, a Democrat from Madison, said she would pick up an effort to pass laws that would expand background checks and create a red flag law in Wisconsin that would allow a judge to order guns be taken away from individuals found to be dangerous. Also on Wednesday, State Attorney General Josh Call called on state legislators to take action to, quote, keep guns out of the hands of domestic abusers in the wake of a state Supreme Court decision last week that overturned some restrictions. The Texas shooting is the deadliest school shooting since a shooter killed 26 people in Sandy Hook, Connecticut in 2012. At the federal and state level, the horrific news out of Texas renewed longstanding debates about a gun culture and the laws that allow widespread access to weapons even among those who have been convicted of crimes or found to be in danger to themselves or others, the WPR report continued. In Wisconsin, the stalemate between the Republican-controlled state legislature and Democratic Governor Tony Evers has meant no new laws restricting or liberalizing gun ownership have passed in recent years. In April, Evers vetoed three Republican bills that would have expanded the ability to carry concealed weapons, including one that would have let people with concealed carry permits bring guns onto school grounds in their cars. Again, the information for this report was used with permission from Wisconsin Public Radio. In our weekly COVID-19 update, WBAY Television in Green Bay is reporting that numbers from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services show 1,803 new cases on Wednesday. That's more than the previous day, but below the seven-day average, which was down for a 10th straight day to 1,829 cases. There have been 1.6 million cases of COVID-19 reported in the state since March 2020, with 14,573 deaths as of yesterday. And finally today, in a report from the Vernon County Times, the U.S. Department of Agriculture late last week announced that commodity and specialty crop producers impacted by natural disaster events in 2020 and 2021 will soon begin receiving emergency relief payments totaling approximately $6 billion through the Farm Service Agency's new emergency relief program to offset crop yield and value losses. To streamline and simplify the delivery of the ERP Phase 1 benefits, the FSA will send out pre-filled application forms to producers where crop insurance and NAP data are already on file. This form includes eligibility requirements, outlines the application process, and provides ERP payment calculations. Producers will receive a separate application form for each program year in which an eligible loss occurred. Receipt of a pre-filled application is not confirmation that a producer is eligible to receive an ERP Phase 1 payment. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.